June 8, like Christ in thought. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5. God expects those who bear the name of Christ to represent him in thought, word, and deed. Their thoughts are to be pure and their words and deeds noble and uplifting, drawing those around them nearer to the Savior. In the life of the true Christian, there is nothing of self. Self is dead. There was no selfishness in the life that Christ lived while on this earth. Bearing our nature, he lived a life wholly devoted to the service of others. Be ye therefore perfect, Matthew 5:48, is God's word to us. And in order that we might obey this word, he sent his only begotten Son to this earth to live in our behalf a perfect life. We have before us his example, and the strength by which he lived his life is at our disposal. In thought, word, and act, Jesus was sinless. Perfection marked all that he did. He points us to the path that he trod, saying, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 16:24. We are to copy no human being. There is no human being wise enough to be our criterion. We are to look to the man Christ Jesus, who is complete in the perfection of righteousness and holiness. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the pattern man. His experience is the measure of the experience that we are to gain. His character is our model. Let us then take our minds off the perplexities and the difficulties of this life and fix them on him, that by beholding we may be changed into his likeness. We are to have an intense interest in Christ Jesus, for he is our Savior. He came to this world to be tempted in all points as we are, to prove to the universe that in this world of sin, human beings can live lives that God will approve. Let us seek for the blessings that Christ has placed within our reach, that we may be made capable of receiving more and still more of his grace, that we may be filled with a living, active, growing faith, a faith that believes the promise, "Lo, I am with you always," Matthew 28:20.